Hello, I'm Nanette Weiser, your host today, and we are launching a new podcast with an old friend, Brian Perret. You heard him on Radio St. Pete. I'm going to turn it over to him in a minute, and that is Gray Matters with an E. So this is our first journey down a very engaging path that Brian has done before. So welcome, Brian. Brian, tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you very much. As you said, my name is Brian Perret. I am a proud and grateful resident of this beautiful city of St. Petersburg, Florida. Here I have the honor of serving as the Academy Director for Codebox in downtown St. Pete, which is a workforce training development provider focusing on getting people jobs in technology. That's my day job. We serve the community in all kinds of great ways there. Outside of that, I also serve as the president of the Campbell Park Neighborhood Association. That's a historically black neighborhood located just south of Tropicana Field. And with the proximity to Tropicana Field and downtown, we have all kinds of exciting things going on down there.
You came from University of Wisconsin-Madison. You have a couple degrees. You're a servant at heart. You're a decisive problem solver. Tell us a little bit about your journey to Gray Matters today.
Certainly. Gray Matters is a reinvigoration of a project that I started actually back at the University of Wisconsin, where I have a degree in chemical engineering and a degree in biomedical engineering. One of my passions there was to get on radio using this voice that I have as a bit of a gift and this mind that I've been blessed with to help share some of these ideas, some of these revelations that I've been given with the world. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to share here on this platform.
Well, you know, our brains are malleable, and you and I chatted about Gray Matters. You're going to be our tour guide to reprogramming how we perceive and think about the world. So, Brian, tell us a little bit about Gray Matters and be our tour guide.
Indeed. I thank everybody for listening. I thank Nanette for this. We are about to embark on a journey towards happiness. We want to find a better way forward, and that's what the goal of this program is. So let's talk about a little bit about how we are going to do that. When I say Gray Matters, Nanette, what do I mean? A lot of things we have in this world we put into two categories, black and white, us and them, liberal and conservative. And what we find is that this does not serve us. The true path is more subtle. It involves distinction, and I want to show us a way through that, an affirmational way that allows us to tackle our everyday issues in our life.
You know, we have talked about how divisive the world is and chaos. How do we, first of all, let's talk, you're a lifelong learner, and how do we begin to open our minds and re-engineer how we see the world? Talk to us a little bit about what we can do, what our listeners can do.
The first thing that I recommend all our listeners do is take the data that is your life, your observations, the things you see, the things that you encounter with your actual hands and eyes and ears, and form your reality around that. One of the common misconceptions we do is we create a reality in our mind and then we form everything else to fit that experience. That is a path towards unhappiness. That is a path towards unfulfillment. I am here to show an affirmational way forward. And I know it's a lot of big, lofty thinking. We're going to talk about some specific instances where we use this going forward.
You have a number of personalities. You're a cyclist.
Yes.
You're a jazz musician.
Indeed.
You code.
Guilty.
You also just have a charisma and making a difference. So I want to start with the cycling and how cycling has shown you some new insights into the world.
Oh, thank you, Nanette. I appreciate that question because it gives me the opportunity to share some really impactful parts of my life. I've applied this simple principle throughout my life, and it's basically boils down to this: show up and care. Consistently bringing excellence to everything you do will result in outcomes that you find beneficial, and that is something that I've done with critical mass. All transparency, July 1st, 2020, I was released from prison. I came back to St. Petersburg, and I was determined to not ever go back. I'm also in recovery. And one of the things that we talk about in recovery is when you want to change your life, you change the people, you change the places, and you change the things. Rewind to July of 2020. I am fresh back in St. Petersburg. The world is in a pandemic. We can't go anywhere. I'm looking for positive things to do in the community, and here is Critical Mass, this community of bicyclists who get together on the last Friday of every month to ride. Why do we ride? There's no political agenda. We are there for fellowship. We are there to invite those who may not be comfortable riding and join us. When I started Critical Mass, I didn't start Critical Mass. When I began to ride as part of Critical Mass, we had about 12 or 15 riders. And by showing up every month and caring and loving on these riders, we have grown this to over 200 and 250 riders. If you're listening to this podcast right now, and you also are out on a Friday night in St. Petersburg, you've probably seen us ride by. You've probably pointed to us and been like, oh, that's cool. How can I get down with that? Come join us, Critical Mass St. Pete.
So show up and care.
Show up and care.
Show up and care. Music, when we get far away from ourselves. Frank Williams was here today, Clearwater Jazz Holiday Educator. When we get far away from ourselves, music shows us the way back. Talk to us how music can enhance your perception and thinking and re-engineer the gray matter.
Music is the unadulterated spirit of the soul. There are so many ideas that we cannot articulate with language. Languages are different based on culture and time and context, but music finds a way to cut through it and transmit the truth from one person to another. You ever been listening to a song and you get so moved and you feel that little tingle go down the back of your spine? That is your connection to the real world, and that is what I seek in music.
What do you play?
I play the saxophone professionally. I also play the bass guitar. I can get down there. And then, you know, I backup sing a little bit. I play a little piano. I love percussion. A musician plays anything he has his hands on. Or her.
I love that. So embracing change, embracing lifelong learning, all tools for expanding and enhancing gray matters. I see that you're going to be speaking at the NACCE conference October 13th through 16th in Minneapolis. That's the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship. Tell us some of the lessons learned you're going to be sharing at this conference.
Thank you. At CodeBox, we've been partnering with community colleges across the nation to expand our scale to address really niche communities that are exciting. We're partnering with Barstow Community College in California to serve our veterans. We're partnering with North Iowa Community College to serve our entrepreneurs. We're partnering with Roane State Community College in Appalachia to serve our rural communities. And we're partnering with St. Pete College right here to serve our local community. I'm going to Minneapolis in October to share the lessons that we've learned and to help other community colleges throughout the nation apply tech training to their particular schools.
That is incredible. It's incredible. What are we going to be talking about for future gray matters? And I want you to assign some homework to our listeners, things that you're reading, podcasts you're listening to, that you think will help us on this journey, that you are our tour guide to expanding and enhancing our gray matters, the way we perceive and think about the world.
Indeed. My first homework to everybody is I want you to go outside in your neighborhood and walk around till you see somebody. Then I want you to do this thing we rarely do. I want you to take your strong arm. I want you to raise it up, face your palm towards that person, and wave. The most important thing we can do is wave and engage to our neighbors. It is the entryway to all of the things that define us. So the first thing I want you to do is wave. The next thing I want you to do, and it's hard, is I want you to search inside of yourself, and I want you to identify the last time that you, as an adult, changed your mind on an important topic.
You and I actually had that conversation about how can you change someone's mind without being strident and divisive.
Exactly right. First of all, I cannot change anybody's mind. I do not have that power. Just as I cannot teach, all I can do is be a facilitator, I can be a guide, I can be a Sherpa on the path to learning. That is what I can do.
I love that. So, Brian, with everything going on in the world, we really need you. We're so pleased to welcome Brian Pare, Gray Matters, to Radio St. Pete. Please stay tuned for our Sherpa, Brian Pare, who is going to help you re-engineer your gray matter, help you connect with your community,
indeed,
and how you think and perceive. Parting words, Brian, for our audience.
As we get started with this, I want everybody within the sound of my voice to know that I love you guys. I wake up and I open my heart to you and I collaborate with you. Please know that I am a man seeking to serve you, but I am just a man. I'm fallible. As we go through this together, there will be peaks and there will be valleys. But I vow to you that we will do this together.
That is Brian Pare at Radio St. Pete Gray Matters. Thank you, Brian, for being here today.
Thank you.